boys are ready. And here's the kick by Taylor, and it's a slipper kick, and it's picked up by the Rockets. A hopping kick. Nice job over there, and it's gathered in by Trent Van Dorn, and it's a big play for the Rockets there on the kickoff.
What a huge way to start the game with an onside kick like that. You know, there's no way they could have been expecting that. Just pulled off to perfection.
Nice job. Oh, my. It bounced high. The first line of Regal defenders went to block somebody, and Van Dorn just came out of nowhere to pick that up. The ball was in Regal territory at the 45-yard line of Iowa City. The Rockets, full house backfield. Under center is Ryan Adams. He takes the snap, turns and gives to Van Dorn, and he is stacked up at the line there for little or no gain, and they finally blow the whistle dead after a gain of about one. Last week, Trigg was able to rack up 177 yards, and Iowa City checked out the tape for sure and teed on him on that first play.
Yeah, they sure did, Pat. The runners were going right up the middle, and I think every one of the Regal defenders were coming to that spot.
They are big and they are tall, the front line of the Regal, Iowa City Regina Regals there. Next play, Ryan Adams takes it over here on the right side. He tried to turn it up. He had a little bit of a seam, and he got slipped up on that slick turf, and he actually lost the yard that was gained last time to bring up third and 10.
Yeah, he had a nice little seam right there. If he could have kept his feet, he could have made it 5 to 10 yards on that play. Nice design play, kind of like a naked bootleg.
All right, Hinkle goes out now on this third down. Rockets in about the center of the field here with their first possession after gaining it on the onside kick. Third down and 10. Ryan Adams pitches it. It's thrown by Van Dorn, and it's knocked down close to the 20-yard line. The intended target was number 82 for the Rockets. That was Lane Morrison, and he could not get his hands on it. In fact, it was knocked down by the Regal defender. So good job out of the defense for Regina as the Rockets will go three and out.
Yeah, he was open. Lane was open early on that. He just couldn't get the ball out to him quick enough. But, like I said, he was wide open. Just couldn't get the ball to him quick enough.
Got a timeout already. The Rockets burn a timeout very early with 10:39 on the clock. Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis. They're looking. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddyville, Lakesburg, Fremont area, call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate. An EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert with the local market. Whether buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today, 641-660-4413, for all your real estate needs there. And I'm sure Coach Bear didn't want to blow a timeout that quick, Mike Lane, but you had to have it. There's a little bit of a mix-up in the backfield, and they had to call that timeout. In pump formation, Ryan Adams. Waiting for the snap. There it is. Takes it, steps, kicks. It's a line drive. It's going to bounce at the 10. Picked up by the Iowa City runner. He scoots over on the right side. He's got some room to run, and he's tackled and pushed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. There was some piling on at the end like there was a loose ball, but Iowa City has it. That was number 4 over there. Nicholas Phillips for the Regals.
But sure looked to me, Pat, like we had a block in the back against us on that play. Regal defender was pushing our guy in the back down about the 18-yard line, and I'm not really sure why they didn't call that. We had an official standing right there looking at it, but he must have decided it was from the side. But
he was indeed right in front of him. As the Regals come out, they spread three guys to the left, one to the right, as Stengel takes a snap. Looking, throws it deep downfield, and it is almost intercepted. A perfect throw there to the Rocket defender, 23, Trey Moore, and he couldn't bring it in. It would have been a huge play for the Rockets.
I don't know if he – it looks to me like he may have been shielded by his teammate, who had also gone up to knock it down in front of him. But, that would have been a golden opportunity for us to get the ball back.
Okay, now Stengel was actually out in the pattern, and this time he's behind center. zone read. They try the right side, and he gets the corner turned, gets some yardage up past the 45, still on his feet, past the 50. Nice run by Phillips. And the Regina Regals have their first down of the night.
Yeah, way too many missed tackles on that play. I think we had three, if not four, guys had a chance to get him, and just he slipped out of their hands.
Up to line they come. Stinger, quickly. Two receivers left to the right. There's a snap, a quick throw, and it's caught. And he's tackled there past the 35 to about the 32-yard line. Rapp was the intended receiver, and they gain about 9 yards on that first down play.
Now they're running a very quick setup here, and then getting the play called from the sidelines and going right up to the line of scrimmage and snapping it. We're going to have to be ready.
All right. From shotgun formation, zone read. He's got a big hole. He's into the secondary. He's drugged down from behind. Gets past the 25. And there is a first down for the Regals, their second one. They'll stop the clock at 9:36. They'll set the chains right at the Riverside Auto Supply Zone for the Regals. Three men right, one left. Back to throw. He fires it quick into the flat, and it's caught at about the 12-yard line. If he had kept his feet, he might have had a little bit more yardage, but Rapp was able to pull it in there. Second down and about two for the Iowa City Regina.
Yeah, like I said earlier, Pat, they're just getting up to the line of scrimmage and just going. They're not giving us much time to breathe.
All right. From the shotgun, takes the snap, looks to his right. He's in a little bit of a pressure, and he tries to scramble out to the right side. He gets past one man, and he's drug out of bounds across the way at about the 5-yard line. Somebody had a chance to give him a good shot, but he was able to juke him and get inside to about the 5, and that'll be another Regina first down, and they're looking at first and goal from the 5.
Yeah, there was nobody open on that pass attempt, and he didn't waste much time making the decision to run for it. He had a wide-open lane to his right.
Stenger in shotgun formation. He's got three backs with him. One in motion now is Phillips, and he'll take the ball right up the gut, and he'll go into the end zone. Stenger with a 6-yard run here in the first quarter.
Yeah, I think he's untouched on that play too, Pat. I think we went for the ball fake.
Well, he read it well at the 8:54 mark and was able to take it in for the touchdown untouched. On for the extra point. Left-footed kicker. The snap is down. The kick is up, and it looks good, and it is good. And Regals go up 7-0 here at Iowa City. Downtown Eddyville is where you can find your official Rocket gear at Blush Boutique. Angie Lauberg has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan or your kid's jersey on it. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in a varsity football win, you'll get 25% off an item at the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And she loves to do the T-shirts. So get on down to Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, right across from the grocery store.
Yeah, Pat, we've definitely had our opportunities on that first few plays of the game here, you know, recovering that onside kick. We couldn't do anything with it. And had a chance for an interception there. Would have been a quick turnaround, but just could not quite get grab on the ball. So we're getting opportunities. We just need to keep going for those opportunities and start making some plays.
All right. Regal's going to kick off here with Tavor. Emil Tavor is going to be kicking it off for the Iowa City Regals. A junior, 5'11", 135-pounder, left-footed kicker, and we were watching him warm up in pregame, and he had an amazing leg. He approaches with the Fremont Country Store kick. It goes all the way to the 1-yard line, and the Rockets exchange it off, and he tries to run up the field. Looks like it was Ryan Adams with it, and he takes it up to about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, a little bit of a hidden ball trick there at the goal line. That heck of a nice kick by the Iowa City Regina kicker.
All right, Rockets with the first down, deep in their own territory at the 15. Far cry from the first possession when they had that on the onside kick. Full house backfield. Ryan Adams takes the snap, gives it off to Trey Moore. He tries the left side, and he gets a couple yards. Tough sledding there. It'll be second down and about 8 coming up. Try a little misdirection because they've been keying on Trey Van Dorn, the senior, but the right side of the Regal line was able to stay where they're supposed to and make that play.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to fool them too many times. They're very well coached up here in Iowa City.
Of course, Marv Cook is the head coach, the Hawkeye legend, as the Rockets come over here on the left side. Ryan Adams trying to bring it around the corner, and he gets hit at the 15, and he falls forward a little bit. Heck of a play by number 13, Schumel, for Iowa City to get off of that block and make the play there.
Yeah, it looked like he gained anything on that run there, Pat. Just too good pursuit by Iowa City.
That'll bring up second down and about 9. From the Rockets 20-yard line. I guess there was a penalty on that play. Did you catch the infraction?
No, I didn't, Pat.
It was declined. So fortunately for the Rockets, they don't lose any more yardage. The ball is going to be placed at the 17, so should be third down, yes. Third down and about 8 here with just 8 minutes left in the first quarter on the clock. Regals lead 7-0. Ryan takes a snap, pitches it to Van Dorn. It's trying to end around a Hinkle. He cuts all the way back to the 10-yard line, and he's going to be taken down at about the 6-yard line. The misdirection didn't work very good on that particular play.
No, it didn't, Pat. It just, I don't know, it looked like it kind of doomed from the start. It just wasn't, seemed like we got off the ball very quick on that play, and things just kind of snowballed against us there.
I said Hinkle. It was Jake Taylor, as a matter of fact, who took that end around, and that'll bring up fourth down, and Ryan Adams is in a bad spot. He's in his own end zone to receive the snap on fourth down. Here comes the blitzer from the outside. He's picked up a terrible punt. It's caught at the 21-yard line. He's got a lot of room to go, and he gets tackled at the 1-yard line. A heck of a play by number 32, Jake Taylor, to stop him at the 2-yard line on that bad punt.
That was a heck of a play by Jake on that. He really ran a long ways to come over here and get him. Nice play. Yeah, Brian didn't get much air underneath the ball on that punt. It was pretty much a line drive, like set out to the 20.
He's done that. He did that last week. He had a bad punt, and then he's got one tonight. And you mentioned that he might be putting that ball down a little bit too deep, and his kick is, you know, not driving the ball, but just going straight ahead. There's a loose ball, a fumble on the play. The Rockets say they have it. Let's see what happens. Is it an Eddyville Builder turnover? Yes. Eddyville Builders with Scott Greer, your next remodeling job or large house project can be done quickly and efficiently with Eddyville Builders. They have the experience and know how to make your dream project reality. Call Scott Greer for your free estimate today, 777-2183. Oh, a huge break by the Rockets there. They'll get the fumble back.
That was just wonderful. Bad thing is we're down on our own one.
That it is, but the score remains 7-0, and the Rockets need to power it out of there. I'm surprised they handed it off. Boyer gets the call, and he gained about 1 on that play there. I thought maybe Ryan Adams would bowl ahead, but that's not to be.
Now, I'm really surprised they're handing the ball off here. You know, as close to the end zone as we are and as wet as the ball is, their officials are trying to do a good job of drying the ball off, but it's still going to be damp when it sits on the ground.
Absolutely. Rockets come at the line of scrimmage. Jeffrey Kopke, the center, senior center, he happened to be on the King's Court for this next week of homecoming, and there is a play that's going to be ruled. I thought they were going to throw the flag, but Iowa City was able to create a safety on that. I thought there was movement on the play. There's the referees are talking a little bit. I thought there was some motion or something, but they're going to call it. They're going to call it a safety, and the Rockets are going to have a free kick. Yeah, it looked to me like that, like maybe the ball got snapped a count early. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not down there, so I can't tell. But something wasn't quite right on that. The safety is going to make it 9-0 for Iowa City, 9-0. And we're still in the first quarter. And the bad thing is the Rockets are going to have to free kick it back to Iowa City. So they dodged a bullet. They dodged a bullet on the short punt, got the ball back right away on a fumble by Iowa City Regina, and then lo and behold, they couldn't get it out of the end zone as Ryan Adams was trying to run over here on the right side. The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Don't forget that, Mike. And he was trying to come over here on the right side. He got hit hard behind the end zone, and safety will give them 2 points, and now the Rockets have to kick it off from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I'm really surprised, too, Pat, that we didn't just try to run him up the gut three straight times just to get a little bit of room there and be able to front the ball back to him. But, hey, stranger things have happened. You never know. They could have been overlooking that, and we could have got a big score out of it, a big run or big score out of it. So,
all right. You never know. On the free kick, Ryan Adams looks like he's in punt formation, and let's see if he is able to get off a decent punt here. On the free kick. He drops it too low again. It bounces at the 50-yard line, rolls to the 45. Iowa City's into the 40-yard line and up to about the 40, and that's where they'll have it, at the 41-yard line. And not a too good of a punt there by Ryan Adams on that one.
Nice tackle by Trey Van Dorn. Went down took the receiver.
Yeah.
Took the runner down to him by his knees. Nice tackle.
Got that wrestler mentality to take him down and stop him from getting any more yardage. Regals from the 41-yard line, leading 9-0 at the 10:30 mark in the first. Stinger from the shotgun, hands it off, and he gets through the first line, hit hard and driven back, but he gets to the 39-yard line. Excellent job by the linebacking core.
Nice tackle by Ryan Hinkle.
Hinkle had a nice play last week against Wes Marshall. Lowered his shoulder on that play and made sure that the runner didn't go any further. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Stenger brings him up on second down. There's the shotgun snap. He throws it over here on the sideline. It's caught by Phillips. He gets by one guy, and then he's tackled. The first guy to miss him was 23, Trey Moore, and he was able to get some more yardage there. Boy, you got to really wrap him up right away, and they've taken what the defense has given them, Mike. They're laying off the receivers, and they're throwing that underneath stuff.
Yeah, those short passes are pretty open over here on the flat, but like I said, we don't want to let them get behind us either. So,
all right, first down from the 18, or 29, a snap to Phillips. He's got some room to run over on the right side. He finally gets touched by somebody at the 15-yard line. Wow-wee, about a 14-yard run by Phillips.
It was a really nice seal block on the right side by their end over there. Made it really pretty easy for Phillips to get that run.
First down from the 14 come the Regals. Already had 9-0 here in the first quarter. 5:53, and they're knocking on the door. Stenger got a receiver to the left, one to the right. Takes the snap. Play action fake, throwing it over the middle. Got a huge hole on the inside there on the screen pass. Nice job for the touchdown. 14-yard score on the pass to number 13, and that is Schummel.
That was a really nice drawn-up play there, Pat. They had a beautiful middle screen set up right there. All of our defenders were coming in. Our linemen were coming in to get the quarterback, and he just a nice little toss over top, and he had pretty much clear sailing to the end zone.
And the extra point is good, and that'll make the score Iowa City 16, Eddyville Blakesburg nothing. Good thing about that score, it only takes two touchdowns and two extra points to tie this puppy up.
That's right, Pat. You know, instead of we only gave up 2 points on that last possession that Iowa City had, and instead of a touchdown. So I guess that's, you can call that kind of a help to us, but we need to figure out what they're doing on offense and make some plays on our defensive side.
They can throw the ball. They spread you out, then they throw the ball short, and then they've got the speed in the backfield.
Yeah,
get that ball closer to the end zone.
Yeah, you're right, Pat. Not only are they big up front on their line, they're also quick.
All right. Regina, very quickly, back out onto the field while the Rockets are huddling up over there on the sideline. And, of course, when you have guys going both ways, whew, that can take a lot out of you. Iowa City with fresh legs on the kickoffs and the kickoff receiving. They don't have their starters out there on offense or defense. They're able to rest them on these kicks, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, it does. That makes it helps tremendously, you know, when you don't have to play both ways and play on special teams. And, you know, it gives you a chance, a couple minutes to rest. It makes all the difference in the world. You know, with our numbers, that makes it really hard for our kids to get them that rest that they really need.
All right, this kick by Fremont Country Store is end over end. It's going to come down and bounce into the end zone, and the Rockets will have it at the 20-yard line. So, touchback on that kickoff, and it flew into the end zone, and that ought to tell you how much power he's got.
And he's got a nice leg.
Rockets need to get something cooking here. We don't have any first downs yet, and we've got to create some holes on the line, because right now the Iowa City Regina defense's front four is really making it tough on the Rockets.
Yeah, we've got to keep plugging away here. We can't not stop playing. We've got to keep playing hard.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Adams takes it, runs up the field, and he gains about 8 or 9 yards on that quarterback keeper. So nice job by Ryan.
That was a nice run right there by Ryan. He had some nice blocking up front, had a nice hole to run through. Really nice play.
Spread that defense out, and they were able to get some of the bodies out of there when they've been jamming it up on that power eye. Everybody's up in the box. So that time they spread them out, had some good success. Same thing happens now. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Adams takes the snap. He runs to his left, tries to cut a field. He's got the first down and more, and there is the first down of the night for the Rockets, and that's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. Your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville. Let Dr. Veldhuizen provide you with comfort you're looking for with his care. So good job out of Ryan Adams there on two plays.
Yeah, nice job of Ryan. Good blocking up front. That's what we need.
Yeah, we need to chew this clock as much as we can. Now we got a power eye right. Ryan hands it off to Van Dorn, and it looks like he stepped up there at about the 2 yard gain. There's 11 kids on each side, and I think all 22 were on that pile.
Yeah, I think you're right, Pat. It was a pretty good pile right there.
Yeah, they gave him 1 yard, it looks like, on that play. So second and nine coming up as the clock is ticking, coming up on 4 minutes, 4:18. Regals lead 16 to nothing. Adams under center takes a snap, gives it to Van Dorn. He gets a little bit of a push over there up to the 35-yard line. They're certainly not giving him any extra on the spot. And that'll be third down now. Third and about seven for the Rockets. If they want to keep this drive going, they need to get 7 yards and get the ball up past the 42-yard line. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. There's the snap. Ryan runs it, tries to make his way. They're ready for him on that particular play, and they had a spy in there. Looked like a late flag is going to be thrown.
It could have been somebody's towel, maybe.
Oh, okay. Very good. I thought the man in the white hat threw his flag, but he did not. They'll bring a fourth down, and Iowa City is able to bring off his defense and put in their punt receiving team. Nobody goes off the field for the Rockets. Ryan Adams steps back to about the 25-yard line after getting one first down. There's the snap, the step of the kick. And it's not a very good kick at all. It's a live ball, guys. You better down it. And they do at the 36-yard line. And I don't know what the deal is, but Ryan is not having a very good night punting the ball.
I think the ball, either ball slipped off the side of his foot, or he may have almost missed his foot completely on that drop. I'm not sure, but it's pretty much a negative yardage on the punt.
Yes.
That hurts. That doesn't help us any here.
No, not at all. Iowa City has it in Rocket territory at the 35-yard line, just outside the 35-yard line, as they'll send three receivers to the right, one to the left, and Stenger from the shotgun position. Rockets need a turnover here. Back to throw. Looking. Fires it deep downfield. It's caught by Ropp. Makes one man miss. Makes two man misses. And there he goes into the end zone for a touchdown. A 36-yard touchdown on the first play on the pass from Stenger.
Yeah, Andrew Wright came up to defend him, and he made one little juke move, and Andrew slipped trying to come back to get him, and pretty much the same thing happened to Trey Moore on that. Then a nice move by the receiver, and Trey slipped.
All right. 36-yard pass. The PAT kick is up, and it's good. So Iowa City making very, very quick work to get the ball in the end zone, a 36-yard run, as the clock is having a little bit of trouble. But that makes the score 23-0 here in the first quarter. And it looked like there's about 4 minutes or so left in the quarter, but we'll see what the officials do here as the clock is not working right. The scoreboard is not working right. It's 23-0, and the Rockets kind of feel like they've been punched in the mouth pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the officials are discussing. They're all huddled up down by the end zone where the Regals just kicked their extra point. So I don't know if they're waiting for the clock to get back up and functioning or what's going on, but it's got them. A lot of funny-looking letters on the scoreboard over here. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Yeah, so. I saw the word push. I don't know what that means, and I'm hoping that that's the least of our problems, the clock not working. We can keep track of the score, but maybe they'll have the clock up and working here shortly.
You know, we're talking about that last punt of Ryan's. You know, he's been running the ball hard, and it takes a lot to run the ball hard like he has been and still be able to try and get your leg picked up to kick a ball on a punt. So I give him all the credit in the world for being out there trying that. So,
well, there's no doubt about it. The freshman is an iron man. He plays defense, he plays offense, he punts the ball, and you know, you're right. After a little while, it just starts to become too much as the Regals will kick off here again. It's another Fremont Country Store kick. It's end over end. It's deep. It'll come at the 3-yard line. They fake the run, and it looks like Van Dorn's got it over on the left side. He gets chopped down before he gets to the 20, and you almost wonder if the Rockets ought to let that skip down into the end zone to get it out to the 20.
I would think it would pad as wet as the ground is right there on there. We saw a kid during warm-up splash around pretty good where the water's been sitting around, so I don't think it would take much for it to hit the ground and then just keep rolling.
Just past the 15 to the 16-yard line of Eddyville, they have not had decent field position, the 15, the 20, the 16 of their own. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Ryan Adams takes it. Runs up the field, trying to get some running room over on the far side, and he gets about 2 yards on that particular play.
Yeah, we still don't have a scoreboard up and running yet, Pat. It's still got those funny little letters on there.
They'll only give him 1 yard on that, if any, maybe a half yard. It's tough sledding It was great on that one play where the Rockets were able to get 9 yards, but Iowa City has been able to stay at home. Let's see if they got something in their pocket here on second down. Yeah, he didn't gain any. Second and 10. Power eye formation. Toss, sweep. Back to, they go to Ryan Adams, and they try to throw it out of the backfield. Incomplete. Van Dorn was under a bit of a pressure there and threw it short to Ryan Adams. They tried a little comebacker. He was well defended, and he wouldn't have got any much yardage if he did make the catch as he slipped down on the play.
Yeah, it looks like Ryan had about three defenders within about 5 yards of him on that.
All right. It's third down coming up. Three receivers coming this way. Trey Moore is one of them over here on the far side, one on the left. Ryan Adams takes the snap, looks to throw, hits his man over the middle. It's caught, and he'll be good for a first down play. That was Trey Moore is a favorite target there as a freshman from Sunflower Drive was able to pull that in for a first down. That's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down.
That was a nice play, nice pass play there by Ryan, threw it right over to the middle on a slant to Trey. Nice catch, nice run.
Excellent execution. That's been the big thing so far is what's been happening as we've been seeing a little couple of bolts of lightning. We'll see if the umpires have seen it too. Here comes Ryan Adams up the middle of the field, and there's a penalty flag from the side judge, and he's pointing at somebody here. See if they got a holding. That's the worst thing you can do here on first down. He's going to chat, and the man in the white hat says, procedure. Why did you run the play then? Why didn't you call the play dead?
Not sure, Pat. Oh, they declined it.
They declined it anyway. So the Rockets have had a couple of penalties, but no penalty yards here in this ball game. And there's a little bit more lightning. And the man in the white hat looked that direction, but he didn't do anything other than blow his whistle and get the play clock going. Speaking of which, there is no time on the scoreboard. Having a little malfunction with that, they'll have to be keeping it on the field, I would suspect. Power eye formation, tight formation. Adams gets the ball, and he's under duress, and he throws a ill-advised pass. It's caught, and it's taken in for a touchdown. Interception and taken in from about the 28-yard line for a score for Iowa City.
Yeah, Ryan was under a lot of pressure on that just when he was throwing the ball. He got hit, and ball kind of went straight up in the air. And I believe number 13, I think it was number 13 for Iowa City, Virginia, caught that.
That would be Schumel. He's had an excellent night on the defense, on the offensive side, and he takes in that interception to make it 29-0.
There's pretty good lightning to the
And that official finally calls it, and before they can get the kickoff, it's 29-0 as the players will evacuate the field, and we will have a lightning delay. And if I'm not mistaken, you've got to wait at least
20 minutes. Or
I thought it was 30 minutes.
30?
We'll see what happens here. And I know that Mike and I can't talk for that long.
Well, we might be able to.
Oh, my goodness.
How about those Cardinals?
Oh, the Cardinals are doing great. Didn't do so well. The weather delay due to the lightning, it poured, and it had a lot of bit of lightning. The ball game was stopped at about 7:30, and we're looking at 9:20 right now. Hopefully getting back going here shortly. We were in the midst of an extra point by the Iowa City Regina Regals as they intercepted a Ryan Adams pass and took it in from 28 yards and for them to get their fourth touchdown on the night. The first touchdown was on a 6-yard run. They got a safety for 2 points. They got a score on a 14-yard screen pass. And then the 28-yard interception by Sokol to make it 29-0, and right then, before they were ready to kick the extra point to make it, try to make it 30-0, why Lightning was in the area. They called the game because of that, and now we're just about ready to start things back off, Mike. Not an ideal situation at all for the teams, fans, the referees, and us, for that matter.
Yeah, it's not a real pleasant evening out there right now. We're still getting some rain coming down. We've got a breeze coming out of the north-northwest right now. So it's just pretty much going to be a miserable evening out there for everybody. But it is staying a little bit warmer than I thought it might be right now after the rain came through. But, you know, the field's going to be very wet, soggy, slippery. We're just going to have to see what happens.
We shall see indeed as the Rockets are getting into a defensive position for this extra point try. They are, Iowa City's in the PAT kick formation with their kicker, the left-footed soccer-style kicker who's been able to be 3 for 3 so far on this evening, and we're ready to play ball once again. Waiting for the snap, the hold, the step and the kick, and it looks good, and it is good. And that'll make the score 30-0 as we begin play back here in Iowa City. And the Rockets need to have something big on this kickoff, and it's been hard sledding as Iowa City has been able to kick it deep and then put it in the end zone. The Rockets need to think about putting it, letting it go through the end zone so they can get out on the 20-yard line. It'll be kind of odd feeling as the there was just about 8 seconds or so.
We got about 47, Pat.
47 seconds in the first quarter. The clock is off.
That's finally coming back on now.
Actually, there it is. Okay, good deal. 47 seconds on the clock in the first quarter. And the folks back at Albia telling me that the Wayne game just got done. So good job out of them. And lucky them. Yes, we're barely, we're not even into the second quarter yet, and they will tee it up and get this ball game started again for all intents and purposes. You think they'll skip halftime?
I don't know what they're going to do. They had about an hour and a half break from when the Lightning started. So I'm not really sure. We really haven't heard anything.
Okay, as whoever kicked this time, it's a knocked down and picked up by the Rockets at the 20-yard line. Up to the 30-yard line he comes. Excellent run by the Rockets there on that squib kick. Looks like it was Trey Moore, so he was able to scoot up to the 34-yard line, and the Rockets will have it after the delay of the weather from the 34-yard line, which is their best field position since the opening onside kick.
Looks like we lost the clock again, Pat.
all right, Rockets. Full house backfield. They hand off to Van Dorn, and he gets stacked up hard, and he gets nothing, a loss of about one, actually, on the play. And there's no two ways about it. They've scouted the Rockets out, know that he's the top gun after he has been the workhorse over 1,000 yards last year and 177 last week. They know that Trey Van Dorn is going to run the ball.
Yeah, they've been really keen on him all night, Pat. We've tried to do some things, running some bootlegs by Ryan around the ends, and we haven't had a whole lot of luck so far.
Ryan Adams takes the ball to the left side, and he slips and falls right at the quarter, and that'll do it for this first quarter, 30-0. As we take a look at the Loeffler Dirt Works, proud to sponsor Eddyville Rocket Football. All types of dirt work needs, Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of the equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You need to think about what you're going to be needing after the harvest. Get your reservations in now for terrace construction or tiling. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. and the Fremont Country Store in Fremont, a full line of hardware items right near you at the country store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, country store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin power tools. The country store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in today. Meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. Just south of the elevator in Fremont. And so we'll change ends here on the quarter. And like I said earlier, the Rockets have a decent field position, but on the first two plays, they've lost 4 yards. And so they got a big third down coming up here now, Mike.
Yeah, they do, Pat. So scoreboard's back on, at least for now. Yeah, we've still got that breeze kind of shifting to the west right now, so see what that's going to play havoc with.
Ryan Adams takes the snap, runs to his right, and he slips down again on the wet turf as he tried to make the cut up the field. He loses about 2 yards, and the Rockets are going to have to punt back at about the 30-yard line. So the punt game has not been kind for the Rockets in the first quarter. We'll see what happens here. Phillips back deep for the Regals as Ryan Adams is ready to take this snap. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. And it is blocked low and picked up by the Regals, and they're already in Rocket territory at the 31-yard line.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there, Pat. I don't know if he kicked it just really low on that one or if he lost the handle of it when he was dropping. I'm not really sure, but it went straight into the line, it looked like, and Regals recovered it. You know, we talked earlier in the game about, even on the way up here, about having long cleats on our shoes tonight, and we've done a lot more slipping than Regina has, so I'm not sure if that's something we need to take a look at and prepare for next time or not.
Two receivers to the left, two to the right. They hand it off. He skitterbugs out to the right side and picks up a gain inside the 20-yard line, so they are in the Riverside Auto Supply Zone with another first down, their first down of the second half. And you might see Regina go to the ground and power game.
Yeah, they did a very good job on their passing plays in the first half, so this might be something they might want to work on.
Up to the line of scrimmage they come, three receivers to the right, one to the left. There's the snap. They do zone read. Up the middle he goes, inside the 20, inside the 15, to about the 14-yard line. They'll be second down at about 5.
Yeah, it's another nice run there by Regina. We only got about 4 yards off of it. We're just going to have to keep plugging away and try and stop that run here.
All right, once again, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Stenger in the shotgun, takes a snap, hands off to the left side, and an excellent tackle out in the open field there by number 20. That's Dakota Boyer. Nice job out of the sophomore from Blakesburg, Iowa, to make that play.
Yeah, Dakota had really nice closing speed on that. Came right up to him and made a nice tackle low. Good job.
All right, that'll bring up third down. Loss of about 2, so it's third down and about 7. For the Regals. Hand off again. He skitterbugs out to the right side. He's out in the open inside the 15, inside the 10-yard line, and down he goes. And he might be close to that first down yardage. He does get it, in fact.
Yeah, the Rockets did a good job of extending the play on the outside over here on the right side of Regina's line, but just couldn't quite bring the kit down.
All right. First and goal inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line. And Regina looking over to the sideline for the signals. They line up to the line of scrimmage. One receiver to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation, takes a snap. Zone read, the quarterback hands it off to Phillips. He's given up ground, but he is able to get around the corner and take it in for the score from the 6-yard line.
did a nice job there of delaying his run just a little bit, kind of hesitated, let his blocks form in front of him, and once he had blockers in front of him, he just zoomed to the outside and cut it back for a touchdown. Nice run. Very nice run.
At the 9:22 mark, Regina doesn't take much time to get into the end zone after the Rockets had that bad punt. They'll try for the extra point. Left-footed soccer-style kicker on the field for the Regals. Ready for the snap. There's a snap, the hold, the step, and the kick. He gets it off, and it looks good, and it is good. And that'll make the score 37-0 here from Iowa City.
Yeah, Jake Taylor did a nice job of getting a lot of pressure on the kicker there. He came in from the left side of our line and flew in front of him. But I don't know if he overran it or what happened. He kicked it underneath him or what, but it looked like he had a very good chance to block it.
Veldhuizen Chiropractic in downtown Eddyville with Dr. Veldhuizen providing you with comfort you need, looking through that skilled care and wellness program he has. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. And Fremont Funeral Home, when a loved one passes, you can count on Fremont Funeral Home to provide you with honest, dependable, professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home will be able to take your stressful situation, bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Home the next time you're in need. 641-933-4315. As we get ready for this Fremont Country Store kick, the rain has been pounding away, and he approaches its low end over end. It bounces right to the Rockets. Up the field he comes, past the 25, and he's taken down there. Looks like Trey Moore brings it up to the 27-yard line.
Yeah, nice run there by Trey. Came right up the middle with it. Got, like I said, Pat, got up to about the 28-yard line.
All right. Kevin Comer, the Wayne broadcaster, says, go Rockets. They need some help here, being down 37-0 here in the second quarter in the rain at Iowa City. Rockets come out in the full house backfield, power eye formation. Takes the snap, turns and gives. And Trey Van Dorn keeps those feet running, turns, and gets the ball to the 30-yard line. He did fumble.
I believe so. Looks like Regina recovered.
On the first play from scrimmage on that set, the fumble by the Rockets gives it over to Regina. And that's not a very good way of starting it off. That is an Eddyville Builder turnover from Scott Greer, but for the wrong team, Iowa City will have it at the 30.
I give Trey a lot of credit, though, on that run. He was kept his feet driving. He was trying to get the extra yard to help his team out. Ball just got ripped out of his arm.
All right. Man in the white hat, stoppage of play here. One of our linebackers is getting attended to by one of the referees. Right, strapping on the chin strap. Ryan Adams having a little difficulty there. Got it taken care of. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Stenger from the shotgun looks to throw. Fires it in the left flat. It's caught, and he gets away from one guy, gets away from two, but number three is able to stop him, but not before he gets about 9 yards over there. Taking what the defense gives him. I guess it's only seven. You know, we're playing the cornerbacks are playing off the line enough that they don't get burned deep, so they're just thrown underneath.
Yeah, the Regina is just like I said, Pat. They're taking what we're giving them right now, and the receivers are good and quick, and they make some really nice moves, and they're getting some good yardage.
Okay, zone read handoff is tackled right at the line of scrimmage, dragging the tackler up the field. Looked like 73 was in on the stop there. That was probably Austin Angle, 74. Nice tackle triangle there, the junior out of Munnerville. Three receivers, now two receivers to the left, two to the right. Stenger from the shotgun, third down, run zone right up the middle, and they get that first down yardage that they need, and that will be their third first down of the second quarter.
Looks like Craig Van Dorn's going out right now. It's a little injury here, Pat.
Yes, he is. He's hobbling off, limping on that right leg a little bit, and in comes his replacement. Looks like 31, that would be Taylor. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Shotgun snap. Looks to throw to his right side. It's caught. And he gets away from one tackler, two tacklers, three tacklers, and into the end zone he'll go. From 19 yards out, a touchdown for the Regals.
Yeah, Pat, it looked like all three of our defensive players out there were trying to tackle him up too high, and they just slipped off of him. Gonna have to tackle lower.
All right. Regals back out there very quickly for the PAT. Trying to make it 42-0, and referees,
yeah, they're sending Ryan out. Looks like he must still be having that uniform problem.
Okay. And for him, it might be Andrew.
Could possibly be, may have had some blood on his arm.
Okay. There's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick. And it is good.
Wow. I don't know how he got that up in there, Pat.
Makes it 42-0. That'll be two of us as Regina marches on again. And that was after that short punt. Once again, Coach Lane, that they had a short field and they took it into the distance. Basically 30-yard drive here in the second quarter, 42-0.
Yeah, Pat, on that extra point there, it looks like the kicker for Regina slipped when he's kicking that, and I'm not sure if it made it over the crossbar by 6 inches or not.
Riverside Auto Supply in downtown Eddyville, collision repair and estimates from deer damage to total car and truck restoration. Riverside Auto Supply can help you out and do the job right. Located in downtown Eddyville at the four-way stop, Riverside Auto Supply provides you with dependability and satisfaction in getting the job done right the first time. Check out their quality work today. You'll be glad you did. All right. And Regina is ready to kick off again. And the wind has picked up indeed, like you mentioned last time, from the north-northwest. But I don't think it's going to play too much of a problem, as the left-footed soccer-style kicker has been getting some distance high, end over end, comes down to about the 10-yard line. Up the field he comes, and he's met it, dropped at the 25. So Moore hasn't been able to get past that first wave of tacklers to pick up any big yardage.
Yeah, he's doing a good job of just bringing it right straight up the field. The field is really slippery, and I think he's doing a good job of bringing it straight up the field to keeping the open lane there. I mean, Regina looks to me like they're kind of staying to the outside a little bit on those kickoffs, but they've got maybe one guy in the center. It seems like he's been doing all the tackling on those kickoffs.
All right, Rockets come up, I formation. Adams pitches out to 23. That's Moore. Tries to get to the outside. Gained a little bit over there. See where they spot him.
Looks like he maybe gained a yard, Pat.
Well, it was wishful thinking. I thought he turned the corner and got some yardage there, but apparently not, as Regina's got some speed to go with their size on the defensive side of the ball tonight.
Yeah, they have very good whole team speed in offense and defense.
Adams, quick hitter up the middle, nothing doing as it's stuffed right at the point of attack, like they tried to give that to Boyer. Nothing doing on that play. Third down and about 8. 8.5 for the Rockets at the 7-minute mark here in the second quarter. The rain continues to come down here at Iowa City. Adams under center. Hands off to the second guy, and he gets almost up to the 30, make it the 29-yard line, and it'll be third and long again. Rockets have had some tough sledding tonight. Unofficially, 2 first downs here in the first half, and it's fourth down coming up and about 5. Well, this has been an adventure watching the punt action happen. So let's see what happens.
I think Jake Taylor's out there back to punt this time.
All right. There's the snap, the step and the kick, and he gets a high hanger, comes down to about the 35-yard line. Phillips takes it over here on the right side, and he's got some room to run. He's finally drug out of bounds at about the 48-yard line of the Rockets.
Like Hinkle.
Hinkle with the tackle.
Nice punt by Jake. Got nice height to it and gotten a good distance.
All right. So Regina's in Rocket territory once again. They started only once on their side of the field at the 30, but the other times they've been in Eddyville territory, the 2, the 41, the 36, the 31, the 30, and now they're starting at the 37-yard line, and we've got a timeout. Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area, call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert in the local market. Whether you're buying or selling or renting, call Robbie Davis today, 641-660-4413, for all your real estate needs.
Yeah, I'm not sure why Iowa City called timeout here. It looked like they ran any new players on the field, so I'm not sure why that was called, but I'm sure they had a good reason.
First time out of the half for Iowa City. They got 2 remaining. Rockets coming back out on the field. Down 44-0 with 6 minutes on the clock here in the second. 2 receivers to the right for Iowa City. Regina, 1 to the right. They got a new quarterback in there, number 12. I think that's Rapp.
Yep.
There's the snap. He fumbles the ball, picks it up, runs to his right. And he snowed under. Nice pursuit by the Rocket line. They did not give up on that play at all. Van Dorn's back in there, and Ryan Adams make the tackle for a loss of about 2.
Good job by the Rockets. They didn't lose sight of where the ball was at on that after the quarterback fumbled it and did a good job of taking off after him.
All right.
Dropping for a loss.
2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. They'll make it 3 to the left. Now he's in motion. Comes into the slot position. Rapp takes it. Zone read. Handoff and tackled.
Fumble. We got fumble.
Fumble ball, and the Rockets have it. That is an Eddyville Builder turnover from Scott Greer. Your next remodeling project or large housing project can be had with Scott Greer. Thank you very much. That's a big, big turnover, the second one that Iowa City Regina has done tonight.
Yeah, that ball was recovered by Dakota Boyer, Pat. Nice job.
All right. The sophomore from Blakesburg, Iowa, on top of it, and the ball sits at the 45-yard line of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Pitch toss to Van Dorn. He throws on the run, and it's caught over there near the 50-yard line. Nice job as he hit the tight end. Coming across there on a drag route, I think it was 40 Berryman that made the stab there. Second down and 5. Hand off to Van Dorn. Up the middle he goes. Nice push by the offensive line there. Gets it past the midfield stripe. And kind of like last week, the offensive line started to work as a unit better after halftime. It wasn't halftime, but it was close to the end of the first quarter. Rocket line is starting to get some push here, Mike.
Yeah, they're doing a much better job here, Pat. They're going with the wind right now. And looks like they've got some momentum going on their side. We just need to keep it going and push us down the field and put the ball in the end zone.
All right, power eye formation. Adams turns, gives to the up guy, and he is met and dropped right there at the point of attack. The wind really is a whipping now. Good thing we're up here in the closed-in booth.
Yes, it is. Very nice up here, Pat. I see a lot of umbrellas getting turned inside out down there.
Oh, mercy.
Better them than us.
Yes, it is. Not a huge crowd, obviously, because of the rain for the Iowa City side. It kind of surprises me. But the Rocket faithful have come over on the other side, and we're proud to see them there. On fourth down, the Rockets are able to get a first down. Driving through that hole, I can only guess that it was Craig Van Dorn. On fourth down, they get a first down, and that's a big Beldheisen chiropractic first down.
Excellent run by Craig there, Pat. He just, like we talk every game, he doesn't give up. He keeps his legs moving until that ball is blown dead by the officials. That's what you need to do.
No doubt about it. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage, takes the snap, gives it to Van Dorn. He gets rocked. No, Adams takes it over on the right side, and he had a spy on him that drags him down for about a 3-yard loss.
Yeah, it's too bad there, Pat. We had real good momentum going there, and it was just he couldn't quite get out to the outside and cut it back quick enough for the defense scouting.
One of those types of deals where you wish Ryan just had a little bit more speed about him, but God-given talent, you take what you got. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Adams, hard count, and Iowa City jumps off sides. That is a nice gesture. We're able to get 5 free yards. That's Iowa City, Regina's first penalty on the night. Very disciplined team, and that's their first penalty on the night. 5-yard for infraction for encroachment.
I don't know if they've changed up their defense. If they've got some second team out there right now on defense, I'm not really sure, Pat. I can't see a whole lot or see very well out the window right now, as wet as it is. But
Ryan Adams pitches it up, and it's incomplete. He tried to hit his receiver at the 10-yard line, but it falls incomplete. He gave everything he had on that throw, and was just underthrown just a skosh.
Yeah, that would have been a heck of a nice play if we could have connected on that.
All right, third down. 7 yards to go from the 40. Rockets send 3 guys to the left, 1 guy to the right. Adams in shotgun formation. Takes the snap. He bobbles the ball. He picks it up. It's still loose. And who's going to have it?
I think Regina may have it, Pat.
No signal yet.
Yeah, they do.
And I didn't want that to happen, but it did. Eddieville builder turnover from Scott Greer one more time, except this way it's going the wrong way, and the Rockets have their second fumble on the night right at the midfield stripe, practically.
Yeah, it was a tough break for Ryan out there. I'm sure the ball is soaking, sopping wet out there. It's got to be really hard to hang on to.
Regina takes over at their own 46-yard line, leading 44-0 here in the second quarter. Excuse me, 42-0. 44-0. As a scramble by the quarterback, he's passed the 50 up to the 40, still on his feet at the 30, and finally brought down at about the 25-yard line. The tackler for the Rockets. Not sure who that is. They're not on the program.
Yeah, another nice run by the Regals, their quarterback. And we just couldn't quite get to him. We had a couple guys out there, but he made some nice moves, cut back, and And what is the field is, we still slip him out there.
All right. Here comes the play to the left side. It's passed in the flat. It's caught. Nice tackle immediately for the Rockets as the ball gets spot to the 20. That's the Riverside Auto Supply Zone. And the Regals have a second down and about five coming up.
Yeah, it's kind of a rollout to the left there, Pat. Kind of a jump pass to get over top of the defender that was coming up the quarterback. And a nice pass.
One receiver to the left, two to the right. Takes a snap. Bobbles the ball a little bit. Under pressure, and down he goes. Nice sack of the quarterback there by the Rockets as they were able to bring the pressure on that bobble snap and move him back past the yardstick. So it's going to be third and 11.
I think that was Dakota Boyer again, Pat. He's made some nice plays tonight.
You think about the squad that Coach Bear has. He knows he's got youngsters. It's going to take a little while for them to develop. Raff looks under pressure, throws a screen pass that's caught. He's got some blockers ahead of him, and he gets inside the 15-yard line until he's finally brought down by Trey Moore.
Yeah, it looks like another first down, Pat. Another nice middle screen right there, and receiver had about four blockers out in front of him.
You know, during the break, we were talking to Dan Adrian, and he reminded us that Cam Hardy is on the sideline as well as Austin Gray, and we've kind of forgot about those guys because they were stalwarts on the defensive side, and there's a pass in the end zone that fell incomplete. No, he caught it. He did catch it. What was that, 11-yard pass for a touchdown for the Regals, and that'll make it 50 to nothing.
Yeah, it looks like Jake Taylor was on coverage there in the end zone, and he was running stride for stride with him, and the Regal receiver stopped. He knew the ball was going to be short, and Jake went right by him, and he just stood there and caught it.
All right, for the PAT, they're coming in. Ready for the left-footed kicker once again for Iowa City Regina. There's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick. It's up, and it looks good, and it is good. 51 to nothing here before halftime.
With that, Jake was awful close to blocking that kick again. That's the second, if not the third time, he's come really close to blocking that extra point.
He might not have nightmares.
Very good effort on his part. Yeah, we need to try and do something here with this kickoff, make a nice run with it. Regina's going to be kicking into this strong wind right now, so we need to be ready for the ball to be kicked short to us.
All right. Out comes Regina. Out comes the Rockets here in the second quarter in a rain delay of over an hour, 51 to nothing. The Regals on top of the Rockets here in District 6 action. Next week is homecoming. The Rockets will be taking on the Eagles from Pella Christian. Tonight, Sigourney and Kyoto are knocking heads with Pella Christian. And when I checked last, Pella Christian had a lead of a touchdown. Got to check my Thunderbolt app once again. But don't forget, that's free when you download it from your app store. Here comes the Fremont Country Store kick, and it's a low squibber. It comes to Moore. He picks it up at the 10. He's up to the 20, the 25, up to the 30, and that's where the Rockets will have it, and they'll take over at the 31-yard line.
Another nice run by Trey Moore there. He uses his speed and made a couple little cuts right there and got up to 32-yard line. Nice job. Had some good blocks on that run, too.
All right. So, with the clock not working, we know it's in the second quarter. It's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 minutes before halftime. Rockets take over at the 32. Hand off to Van Dorn, right side. He cuts back over here to the left. He's got some room to run. He's at the 30, the 35, up to the 40, delivered a nice blow to the defender and gets all the way up to the 46-yard line. That's a rocket first down.
Nice job by Traeg. You know, he's been getting pounded on pretty good tonight, but this time he got to deliver the blow.
Veldhuizen chiropractic first down and a Leffler dirtwork bulldozer run of 10 yards or more for Traeg Van Dorn. That's the first one that he's been able to rip off this evening. Rockets up the line of scrimmage, power eye, give it to him again, a right side, and he gets past the 50 to about the 48-yard line as Dakota Boyer is taking the ball from the center spot now.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, Pat. Last two snaps, Dakota's been back there as quarterback position.
All right, and we've got a stoppage of play.
At the end of the first half. Guess there wasn't as much time as we thought.
Now, 51 to nothing at halftime, and maybe they did have a continuous clock once it hit 35.
Yeah, I don't know, Pat.
That seems to me like it was kind of a quick one. But nevertheless, it is halftime from Iowa City, 51 to nothing, and the Rockets had a little bit of momentum there, and all of a sudden they called time for half. And so after a little break of an hour, over an hour, now they're going to go into halftime, and I think halftime is about 15 minutes in length. So we'll see what the referees do as the teams have left the field. Rockets are going to go into the end zone. Iowa City has a small shed off to the end of the field there where they have track supplies, and their locker room is too far away to run to that, so they just camping out in there. They weren't that long ago. They were in there during the rain delays. So we'll take a break as well. We'll stay on the air. There is no halftime entertainment or halftime guests, but 51 to nothing. Mike and I will be back with the start of the third quarter in about 15 minutes. Our huddling up over there. The rain continues to fall, and I wouldn't call it tsunami-ish, but it is definitely falling hard. It's been falling hard all night.
Yeah, it has, Pat. It's about the only type of weather this is good for is if you're a muskrat, I think.
Muskrat Susie and Muskrat Sam. The wind is blowing as well. It's really whipping the flag. It's basically standing straight out from the northwest. And the folks that have umbrellas are having a doozy of time trying to hold those puppies down.
Yes, they are.
All right, Rockets will get the kickoff as we start the third quarter here, 51 to nothing. The Rockets have had a difficult time moving the ball on all aspects, passing the ball, running the ball, three first downs unofficially in the first half for the Rockets, and you know good and well that Coach Bear wants to have a better showing for sure. It's just hard to do it against a team that has a tradition and the firepower that Iowa City Regina has.
Yeah, it is, Pat, but you know you got to just go out there, do your best, play as hard as you can, and you know sometimes good things are going to happen for you. You know, you've got to keep doing that every game. If you decide to let up in one game, you know, the next time you're behind a little bit, it's going to be easier for you to give up. So that's something you don't want to do.
Good point. As the Regals tee it up and they get ready to kick it off, the left-footed soccer-style kicker, the Fremont Country Store sponsored kick is a low line driver, picked up by Moore at the 15, up to the 20, the 25, the 30, the 40, and almost made it to the 40-yard line. We'll give it to him at the 37 as a referee took a big, big spill on that slick turf.
I'm glad. It seems like we've been the only ones slipping and sliding tonight, so it's kind of funny to see somebody else. But good thing is he didn't get hurt.
All right, yeah, you'd hate to blow out a knee. refereeing a football game. All right, from the 37-yard line, Rockets in I formation, handoff to Van Dorn. He gets hit and rocked back right at the point of attack, and they actually have him losing a yard.
Yeah, another run trying to go up the middle, Pat, and Regina's just a little bit too strong for us right there.
Now they make it no gain. No gain. So it's second and 10 for the Rockets here at the start of the third quarter from Iowa City. Full house backfield for the Rockets. Hand off to Van Dorn, left side. He gets some running room past the 40. He's still on his feet up to the 45-yard line. Nice job by Treg. Just like you were talking about, Mike, trying to keep those legs a-churning and get something good out of it.
Yeah, he got out to the outside, and we did a good, nice job of containing their defensive end. And Treg was able to run it up and get about a nice gain there, about 9 yards.
Third and one on the scoreboard. It says third and two. I'm going to say third and one. Rockets take the ball. Up the middle of the pile he goes. It's going to be close. This side referee doesn't have it, but the one on the other side is taking a peek. And they'll take a look as they mark it down. First down. Veldhuizen chiropractic first down with Dr. Delston Veldhuizen. They're in downtown Eddyville, so the Rockets are able to get their first down of the second half.
Good job there, Pat, on that first set of downs here in the third quarter.
Definitely want to keep the chains moving. First down, high formation. The Regals jumped, and a flag comes out, and it should be moving against Iowa City. Yes, indeed, offside is the call. That's their second penalty of the night for 10 yards against Iowa City.
Did a good job there, Pat, of going with a hard count or a two count against Iowa City. I'd like to see us do that a little bit more.
All right, first down. 5 yards to go from the Regina 48-yard line. Van Dorn takes it left side, and he gets close to that other first down as he's inside the 45 to about the 44-yard line. Where are they going to mark it down?
Looks like he's about a yard short, Pat.
Okay, second down and a half a foot coming up. And you know the determination he's got to show there to get a half a yard. Kopke up to the ball. Power right formation for the Rockets. Takes the snap. Gives it to Van Dorn, right side. He gets to the 40. Cuts it back to the 35. Keeps his feet moving. He's at the 30, and down he goes. Craig Van Dorn with an awesome run of 10 yards or more. That's a Leffler Dirtwork run and a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down.
What a great run by Treg Van Dorn. That shows his leadership and shows what this game means to him. He's going out there and giving his all every single play of the night.
Want to get that goose egg off the board there, 51-0 as the Rockets are at the 30-yard line of Iowa City.
You know, real quick here, Pat, what Treg's doing, not only is this for himself, you know, to get as many yards to help the team, but he's showing the younger kids what it takes to be a good ball player.
Good point. Hand up right up the middle, and he gets almost to the 25, make it the 26-yard line. So gain of about 3 on that play. Second down and 7 coming up. You're right. Leadership is by example there. And by showing that he's not giving up, those younger kids are going to see that leadership in action. Snap. Give it to Van Dorn, right side. And he gets not quite to the 25 there. Gain of about 1. So it's going to be a third down, big third down, and about 6 to go for a first down here at the 26-yard line. The continuous clock is running. The clock does not work on the scoreboard. We have no idea how much time is left here in the third quarter. Rockets spread it out this time. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Ryan Adams, no, is Boyer in shotgun position. Takes the snap, looks to throw over the middle. It's caught. He's at the 15. He's still on his feet at the 10 and down at the 5. Dakota Boyer with a nice in look there, and I can only think that it's Trey Moore that was able to catch it and take it to the 5-yard line.
really nice pass by Dakota Reiser. Put it right on the money. Trey was right in stride when he caught it and was able to break a tackle or two and got down the five-yard line. Nice job. Nice play.
A Bell-Rising chiropractic first down, and now it's first and goal from the five-yard line. Rockets in tight formation. And there's a whistle. There was movement on the Regal side, and the Rockets are going to get another few yards for free.
Nice job there, Pat. You know, it's like we talked about a little earlier. I'd like to see him keep doing that. Helps your team out.
That it does. Less yards you got to go, the better you feel. Rockets up the line of scrimmage. Dakota Boyer under center. Takes a snap. He bobbles it and falls on it, and it goes back to about the 4 or 5 yard line. So a lucky break for the Rockets as they fumbled the ball, but they were able to recover that, waste it down. But second and goal from about the 4.5.
Yeah, Dakota did a nice job of after he lost handle of it to recover it.
All right. Power eye formation. Boyer under center, takes a snap, gives to Van Dorn, and he keeps those legs a-moving and churning, and he is held out of the end zone. I hate to say it, but the defense of the Regals is really stout up front. You almost want to try a run out of the outside to see if your speed guy can win it, but with the way the field is, you can't trust your footing enough to try those outside sweeps. Third and goal from the 3 yard line.
Yeah, it's really tough down here, Pat. You know, we're in the north end zone and on the right side here. The way we're going earlier in the game, there was water splashing everywhere. I can't imagine what it's like now.
Rockets want to push it in. Boyer takes it on a quarterback sneak, and he'll put it in the end zone. Dakota Boyer, the sophomore out of Blakesburg, Iowa, on the quarterback naked bootleg to the left, takes it in here in the third quarter.
Nice call, Pat. Really nice call. Dakota did a nice job of the ball fake up the middle, turned to his left, and made a nice run right toward the corner pylon. Nice run. Good call.
51-6 is the score as Boyer gets the Rockets out of that goose egg there on the scoreboard, and that's got to make you feel a little bit better. Under center now for the two-point conversion. They hand off. Pass in the end zone, and it's intercepted. It's no good. So they try a pass in the end zone, and you got to give the Rockets credit for coming up with something ingenious there, but it's incomplete, and the score will remain 51-6.
Yeah, Rockets did a nice job there on that drive. Some really big runs by Traeg. Nice, couple nice passes on there. Just need to keep more of this going.
That was a Blush Boutique touchdown. Don't forget, Blush Boutique with Angie Lobrick there in downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. They also have jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan or have your kid's jersey number put on it. They're open from Tuesday to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you get 25% off an item at the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique, you can find them on Facebook as well. And we appreciate Angie Lobrick being one of our biggest supporters of Rocket football.
Yeah, let's see if we come up with some trickery here, Pat, on this kickoff. See if we're going to do something onside kick or what we're going to try here. We're kicking into a pretty strong wind right now.
Iowa City doesn't have their hands team there, but they are moving their receiving team up to the line of scrimmage, which is about the 50-yard line that the ball has to go to. Rockets just about ready to tee it up. It's going to be Bracken Taylor that's been doing the kicking as of late. This kickoff brought to you by Fremont Country Store in Fremont, Iowa. Mike and Brandy Rocky, the owners over there at Fremont, and they're big supporters also of the Rocket Sports. Bracken Taylor backs up, gets ready to kick. Rockets ready to go. There's this approach, and he kicks it deep, and it's going to be bouncing at the 10, the 5, and it 1 yard line. Phillips picks it up. He comes up the field and he's nice open field tackle at about the 25 yard line. Bracken Taylor puts the wraps on him. A nice return though by Regina.
Yeah, it was Pat. Nice kick there by Bracken. Got it clear down to the 1 yard line for the runner for Regals was able to pick it up. They made a nice run back.
All right, Iowa City with the ball at the 25-yard line. That's their worst possession, field position that they've had to deal with. There's the ball. It was on the ground. They pick it up. Run over here on the left side. He's got some yardage, and there's a penalty flag that's coming in late.
Yeah, it looked like maybe a blow to the hit in the head here, Pat. It may have been Caseburg, our defender, may have slipped a little bit when he was trying to make a cut, and about the same time the Regal guy came up to hit him, and I think unintentionally hit him in the head.
They're going to call personal foul against Iowa City. So that'll be 15 yards from the previous spot. That's the fourth penalty on the evening. 27 yards of penalty yards for Iowa City. That's the first time they've been behind the down sticks there, Coach, all night long.
Yeah, it is, Pat. It's kind of nice to see that for a change.
Yeah, yes, it is. Two receivers right, two left. Zone read, nice job of getting him tackled in the backfield. Comes one of the linebackers, it looks like Hinkle. No, it was Trey Van Dorn playing his guts out tonight.
Yeah, he is, Pat. That's Trey. That's what he does.
All right, Iowa City sends two guys to the left, two guys to the right. Ball is fumbled. It's picked up at the end zone. He's scrambling for it. He's under duress and finally is brought down. Did you see how much water got kicked up there as they were sloshing around? Woo, it looked like a tsunami wave that they were kicking up there. They finally get him tackled, had him dead to rights near the goal line, but he was able to escape up to about the 10-yard line.
Must be the spot of the field path that most of the water drains to because he kicked up a lot of water.
All right, two receivers to the right. Now three to the right, one to the left. As it's Stanky, looks like he's back in there to take this snap. There's the snap. He rolls to his right, looking, and he's going to tuck it under and roll it up the field. A nice tackle out in the open by one of the Rocket linebackers. Andrew Wright, as a matter of fact, good job by the sophomore to take him down in the open field.
Yep, nice job there, Pat. Made a nice run after him. Good job.
It's fourth down. And I'm not sure who the Regal punter is, but I'm not sure if they're going to kick it or not. Yes, they are in punt formation. We'll see if they bobble this snap. There's the snap, step, the kick. And it gets it off to about the 50, caught there by Moore. He's up to the 45, makes a spinning move, and down he'll go at the 41-yard line. So the Rockets have it in pretty nice field position for the second straight time.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good punt, Pat, by the Regina punter right there. I'm not sure. He didn't get it up in the air very high, but Trey did a nice job of making the catch in the crummy conditions that we have out here. Made a nice little run.
All right, from the 42-yard line of Iowa City, the Rockets have the ball. 51-6 is the score here in the third quarter. Hand off to Van Dorn. Big hole up to the 35, up to the 30. The ball is loose. And Iowa City is able to get it. They ripped it out of his hands. It popped up into the air, and Trey was trying to get it, and an Iowa City defender reached in and got it out of the air.
That's too bad, Pat. That was a heck of a nice run by Trey right there. But, you know, that's Trey. Give him second, third, fourth effort on that play. He never gave up on it, and just unfortunate that the ball got knocked out of his hand.
All right. Regals take over at the 31-yard line of Iowa City. They'll send two guys out to the right, two guys to the left. Stanky back in there. Takes a snap. Looks to throw. Screen over the middle.
Nice setup. He's got some blockers in front of him. He's on the loose at the 50. He cuts it back to the 40. He's at the throw nine.
Tackle.
And a nice open field tackle there by the safety. I think that's number 81. Let's check the roster on that puppy. Ryan Richmond, the freshman out of Blakesburg, made a touchdown-saving tackle to keep Regina out of the end zone.
Boy, he sure did, Pat. That was a heck of a nice tackle that Ryan made right there. Awesome job.
And that must be the end of the third quarter, where the score is 51-6, Iowa City with the lead. Harris Ag Service, your local Channel C corn dealer, and Karen's soybeans with the Liberty Link trait to kill those herbicides that are becoming resistant to Roundup Ready spray, as well as custom chemical spraying and fertilizer application rep. Fall is here. Try Harris Ag Service for your fertilizer needs for next year. Call Luke to get your soil analysis done today. 641-799-8641. And Eddyville Builders, the next time you remodel a project or a large housing project can be done quickly and efficiently with Eddyville Builders. They have the experience and know-how to make your dream project a reality. Call Scott Greer for your free estimate today and get ready to make your home looking great and new again. Call 641-777-2183 to get into the game today. Eddyville Builders, and of course, Scott Greer, he's a Eddyville alum, and he's proud to support the Rockets this football season. So we head into the fourth quarter, Mike Lane, and we saw some spark out of the Rockets with their first drive, and then the second drive they were going great guns, and fumbled by Van Dorn there, gives the ball back to Iowa City, and now the defense needs to step up here a little bit and make a play on first down.
Like the Rockets, and they came back out on the field, had a little bit livelier step to them.
Ball's loose on the field and is picked up by Iowa City. Lofts back to the 45-yard line. Good job, as looks like Kupke was going to be able to pounce on that ball if it wasn't picked up by Iowa City. But the Regals do maintain possession, and uncharacteristically, that's their fourth one. That's their fourth fumble. All right, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Now he's in motion into the slot. There's the snap. Looks like they give a handoff to the left side, and the Rockets giving chase, makes one guy miss, two guys misses, and then the linebacking core is able to come in and tackle him just past the 40-yard line, but it's going to still be third and long coming up for Iowa City. 51-6 is our score here, as the Iowa City quarterback now is Conley. There's the snap, drops back, screen pass is caught at the 40-yard line, up to the 30. He's on the loose, stiff arm, and down he goes at the 20-yard line. Tackling him from behind is Trey Moore, but a first down is achieved by Iowa City on that beautiful screen pass. That has been not the bread and butter, but it has been successful for Regina tonight. They'll sit at the 20-yard line. They're in the Riverside Auto Supply Zone, and they look to the sidelines for a play. Waiting for the snap. There it is, zone read. The quarterback keeps it. He's over there on the left side trying to outrun his defense. And he jumps one tackler, got hit hard right at the end of the run. Somebody hit him really, really good over there for the Rockets, but very, very close to the first down yardage. They'll take a peek, and it is a first down, first and goal at the 10-yard line. Nine minutes, they said, in the fourth quarter. The clock has not been working. And so they've been keeping it upstairs as well. There's the snap, zone read up the middle, and he's at the five, and he's going to be short of the touchdown. He's inside the five at about the 4-yard line. Schropp
was the ball carrier, senior running back. Second down and four coming up for Iowa City. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. There's a snap, zone read again, and Schropp takes it in, standing up. From the four-yard line, Iowa City scores again for another touchdown. That'll make the score 57-6, pending the PAT try.
Yeah, just another case there, Pat, of just too much power and just too many weapons for Iowa City.
Absolutely, as he was able to run right up the gut. He's a big boy, too, a senior, and getting some PT time here in this district contest. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And Iowa City leads 58-6 here in the fourth quarter.
Looks like we had a different kicker that time, Pat.
Yes, we did. And there is a couple of rockets on the field here that got shook up on that play.
Yeah, I can't see what their numbers are, Pat. They're pretty dirty, and they're both laying on the ground right here right now. So,
okay, two guys on the ground for the Rockets. Hey, don't forget, Cargill of Eddyville is a sponsor. Harvest will be underway soon. Market your corn with Cargill this fall. Call 1-800-515-1105. For your Cargill corn milling needs. And then Ajinomoto in Heartland, they're proud to sponsor Rocket Football. Ajinomoto Heartland manufactures and distributes cost-effective feed-grain amino acids and is a front-runner in amino acid nutritional research and technical expertise. And then don't forget, William Penn University. Make a statement of Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning environment that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, the body, and the spirit. With over 25 student organizations, there's always something to do. Get involved in student life. It's a great way to be a statesman. For more information, type in www.williampenn.edu/student-life for more information. And the two Rockets,
they're both up, Pat. I still can't tell what their numbers are looking out through the window here.
Okay. Two Rockets are coming off on their own power, and they definitely have played a whale of a ball game on both sides there after a rain delay of over an hour. And then halftime, we're sitting at 58-6 here at Iowa City past the 10 o'clock hour.
I think one of them might be Trey, Pat.
Well,
they were both up and walking off on their own power, so
they definitely have had a tough night for sure. Iowa City Regina defense has keyed on him from the outset. Regals, Lapp, the junior, going to set the kick off, and he is a different kicker. We'll see him next year when they travel to Ikrine Field. The district stays the same. There's been talk about realignments. We'll see what happens.
I think they just said there's about 8 minutes, 50-some seconds left here, Pat.
All right. Continuous clock is a rolling here as Rapp approaches on this Fremont Country Store kick. End over end, bounces up the 20-yard line, picked up by Moore, gets it up to the 25, up to the 30, up to the 35, up to the 40. Nice job by Trey Moore, the freshman out of Sunflower Drive there in Eddyville.
Really nice job by Trey right there. Ball was kind of kicked high in the air, bounced on the ground a couple times in front of Trey, picked it up, had a couple guys bearing down on him, made a nice little juke move to his side, got around them, and then made a nice run up to the 40.
All right.
I guess 38, I'm sorry.
We'll take it either way. Rockets in the power eye formation. Boyer turns, gives it to Moore, tries the right side, and he's taken down for little or no gain on that first down. The wind is calmer than it was a little while ago. It was straight out when we started the halftime. It's calmed down just a skosh, still out of the northwest. Excuse me. Rockets turn, give it to Moore. He tries the right side, busts it out to the outside even further, and gets up almost to the 45-yard line, where now it'll be a big third down and about five coming up for this Rocket squad here as Regina is putting in wholesale substitutes.
Yep, nice run there by Trey. Get around to the outside.
Gopke up to the ball. The senior out of Tumwa, Iowa, has been playing a pretty good game as well. There's a snap to give to Moore. He's met on the left side, and down he goes right at the point of attack. So it's going to be fourth down and about five for the Rockets. And
there was just no place for him to go on that run there, Pat. And the left side of our line bottled up really good.
Well, if I'm a gambling man, I'm going to say they're going to try to pop one off to the right side here and see if Moore's speed can get him out the outside and keep his feet from slipping out from underneath him. Power eye formation. There's a snap. The pitch to Moore. He looks to throw the ball, and it's caught over there on the far sideline. Nice throw by Trey Moore. And it looks like Andrew Wright with the catch. They get a first down. That's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. Hinkle with the catch. He's been playing awesome ball the last couple of weeks.
Nice pass by Trey, nice catch by Hinkle there. I thought maybe they might try a hard count trying to draw him offside, but that worked just as well.
All right. And there we've got flags on both sides.
They had a couple guys running off the field late, and I think one of them was still on, but I think we had a guy jump.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right. The man in the white hat is saying, what about that guy that was running off? Iowa City should have too many people. Timeouts is called by Iowa City Regina. That's their first one of the second half.
Oh, they just said that they called timeout before the flag was thrown, so no penalty.
How convenient.
Yeah,
how convenient
how that works.
Hey, next week it's going to be homecoming. Don't forget, this broadcast will be on Sunday night at 9 o'clock there on 96.7 FM. Iowa State plays at Toledo, and then tomorrow night Iowa plays Pitt right here in Iowa City at 7 o'clock. That's on the Big Ten Network, and the Hawkeyes will be aiming to go 3-0 on the young season. They'll be halfway to a bowl if they accomplish that win. Here comes the Rockets, first 10. Give it off straight up the gut, and he gets about 1 yard out of that.
Now, there's just not a whole lot of room right going right up the middle there, Pat. I feel like we've got a lineman getting a little tired out there. He, like the rest of his team, has been giving a lot of effort tonight.
Second and 8 coming up for the Rockets. And getting back to homecoming, of course, the hill will be painted on Sunday. The threat of rain will be gone by then. Monday is America Day. When you want to dress up in red, white, blue, that'll be a fun time. There's other times as well. Dakota Boyer won the naked bootleg over on the right side, and he lowered his shoulder and laid a hit on the would-be tackler, but not before he gets that Veldhuizen chiropractic first down.
Nice job by Dakota right there. A nice quick run around the right side. Had good containment on their defensive end. And made a nice run. Like I said, he lowered his shoulder and ran right over Regal's player.
He's got that wrestler mentality. He's going to mix it up a little bit. Got that farm boy action going on. He doesn't mind a little hard work either. Boyer under center. Tosses. Nope. Rolls to his right. Throws. And it's caught over there. Outside the 30 at about the 31-yard line.
I think it was Trey, Pat. I'm not sure.
Ivan Hinkle? Yeah, Hinkle. Good job. Gain of about six on that play. It'll be second and four for the Rockets from the 31-yard line. And the Rockets are up to the line of scrimmage. Power eye formation. There's a snap. Give to Moore. He barrels his way on the right side there, and he's going to be close to another first down. The Rocket JV squad is doing some yeoman's work there.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job right now. Getting some reps in out there and doing a really nice job.
All right. We'll give them another Feldhausen chiropractic first down as the rain starts to kick up again here at Iowa City, Regina.
Oh, it's getting a little dry out there, Pat.
Well, at least they're moving to the right side. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. There's a snap. Boyer looks to his right, throws it towards the end zone, and it is intercepted at the 5 or 6 yard line. There is a Eddyville Builder turnover the wrong way from Scott Greer. Boyer threw that up. It was a little bit underthrown, and the Rocket receiver couldn't beat out the Regina guy to get that ball.
Yeah, it looked like Trey came up a little gimpy on that, Pat. He's still out there. Give him a go.
A nice drive comes up short for the Rockets, and they will have to play defense here with the 2:30 on the continuous clock here at Iowa City. 52-6. I still got it wrong. 58-6 is the score. 58-6 as Regina comes up the line of scrimmage. Three receivers to the right. There's the snap. He looks to throw. A screen pass over the middle. Gets caught. And he's taken down nicely in the open field. My goodness gracious. Trey Moore with a beautiful open field tackle. There's a penalty flag on the play.
Yeah, that was an awesome tackle by Trey. He was out about the 25-yard line playing free safety back there, it looked like, and he made a beeline right toward the receiver, made a nice tackle.
Yeah, he's playing center fielder, and he came up very, very quickly. The penalty flag is going to be waved off. It was against Iowa City, so they've got a penalty flag and no yards on that particular one. They'll send two receivers left, two to the right, for this next play on second down and about eight. Zone read. Quarterback keeps it. Nice camouflage play, and he gets up to the 20-yard line, and they'll make a first down, and they'll stop the clock just for a little bit at a 1:28 on the clock.
That's a different quarterback now, Pat. That must be a third string. That looks like Trenton Hoogerwerf. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce that, or...
I'm going to go with it. All right.
Your guess is as good as mine.
There you go. Two receivers to the left, two to the right on this first down play. There's the snap. Zone read to give it to the fullback, and he is hit in the backfield, keeps his legs moving, and that's Schropp, the senior. And you know what? He doesn't want to quit anytime soon because he hasn't had much PT. Bolstad, excuse me, the sophomore. A sophomore with the size that he's got, he's going to be a force to reckon with. But he was bouncing off at would-be tacklers before the Rockets were finally able to get him with number four tackler on that play.
I'm kind of sure, surprised that they weren't running it on every play. It looked like they were going to try and pass it there. But
all right, up the field, the quarterback comes. He gets a first down as the clock's at 16, and that'll do it. You'd like to think for the game, and, yeah, they're not going to roll another play whatsoever. So 58-6 is going to be the final score for the ball game tonight, and Iowa City flexing its muscles early and often here in the first quarter against the Rockets, and they were able to put them away with a barrage of scoring there prior to the over one hour delay, racking up 29 points officially, but at halftime getting up to 30-0, and then
blowing out the Rockets 58-6. Yeah, like I said, Pat, Regina, just, you know, a lot of us felt they lost Drew Cook from last year's team, a great quarterback that they had for a few years over here. Thought maybe they would be down, but their quarterback, they had.